Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 5th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Good morning to all the donkey donks waking up nice and early.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
What's up? John and John.
The three-man show this week, of course, with EB on vacay. I know it's a big day for Cakes because he's gearing up for Cakes Classic tonight at MGM National Harbor.
That's correct. First one since... We did one in early March before the real shutdown happened, because that was probably March 6th or 7th. And, yeah, this is the first one since. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. Hopefully a lot of people show up at MGM National Harbor. They're ready to see some flops, ready to see them safely. A lot of safety protocols in place. Cards in the air, 7:15 p.m.
So what time will you be there, about 6:30, 6:45?
I'll try to get there around 6, settle into my hotel room. Maybe grab a bite before the event.
Yeah.
And then mosey on up to the poker room at around 7.
All right. You'll, of course, get your temperature checked as you walk in the building.
That is correct. Temperature check, hand washing stations, and hand sanitizing all over the place, including at the poker tables. Every dealer's got a gigantic vat of hand sanitizer. Each space is sanitized if a poker player gets up and leaves before a new one sits down. So they're doing whatever they can to keep, you know, people safe and keep that environment safe. So, yeah, getting back at it tonight.
Very nice. Should be fun. Yeah. Should mention on the show today, it is a game show Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to win a gift card to Paisanos. We have a $25 gift card to Paisanos. We're going to play some Name That Hiking later in the show. So we'll give you a chance to win some prizes. Also, we will talk some NBA with Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Heavy.com and Forbes Sports. He'll jump on at 7:20. We'll connect with Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM and president of baseball ops. And Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join us at 9:25 as Tiger Woods guns for another major as the PGA Championship is underway tomorrow. Yesterday, kind of the big news in the world was that explosion in Beirut. It did look like an atomic bomb. I don't think it was. I saw some people reporting that at first.
Well, those people are irresponsible. I mean, if they see,
if
they see an explosion and then 2 minutes later they're saying, "Well, that had a mushroom cloud. It had to be a nuke." I mean, it's the worst reporting ever.
JP, that was that Chris Palmer NBA guy, and he was dragged relentlessly through the internet for tweeting that.
Good, he should have been.
Because how in the hell would you upload a video from a mile away moments after an atomic bomb
goes off? Right, you wouldn't. And last time I checked, I don't follow that dude. I don't know anything about him. I would guess he knows a lot more about the NBA and Dame Lillard than he does about explosions and potential nukes going off.
All right, so my buddy sent me the video over text, and I watched it briefly. I was on my way to dinner. But I have no idea what it was, how many deaths, what was the cause, who's behind it. I have no idea. You're going to have to
school
me.
I heard different reports at first. Didn't they say it was like a fireworks factory?
That was one of the reports. I don't know if that's true or not. Then I heard a report that it was like a vast storage of ammonium nitrate that blew up that caused that massive explosion. I don't know what to believe at this point, but I think there are at least 80 people dead at this point, and I'm sure that number is going to rise.
Yeah, I see an AP story that says it killed at least 100 people and has wounded thousands. So a lot of damage in that video. I got to tell you, though, I woke up, and this will trivialize that video. I woke up this morning and saw a video on Yahoo.com of a guy hanging on a truck for like 7 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think, what would you do in that case? It seems like it was just a crazy guy, and he jumps on top of a tractor trailer. And he hangs on for 7 miles. Now, the tractor trailer driver doesn't pull over.
Right.
He just keeps driving. You know, he's got to get his whatever he's got to get his load to his destination. He doesn't want to deal.
He's on a timeline.
Jumping on his truck.
So is the guy like on the windshield? Is that like up like at
on
that
the point? Hood?
He's on the hood. Okay, so he's on the front portion of the truck. Yeah. Okay, I mean that's
what
bizarre.
Would you do, Cakes?
If you were the truck driver,
I guess I would pull the truck over and call the police. Said, there's a madman on the front of my truck. Can you please come remove him? I'm guessing that would be my instinct. I mean, what else are you going to do? Are you going to get out and tangle with the guy?
He tries to get him off. I can see he's kind of swerving back and forth to try and knock him off.
Right. That's exactly what he did. He tried to
because you'd be dealing with clearly a crazed person. Like a normal person doesn't just climb on the front of a tractor trailer and hang on for 7+ miles.
That's crazy.
That's something for the cops to deal with.
Right, but you know this. Nobody feels like stopping their life.
I understand.
Waiting for cops.
But that's this is a weird circumstance.
And Cakes, let's say this guy is clearly crazy, right? What if he decides to attack you? Like, if you stop the car, he was trying to smash the windshield, right? So he's trying to get in. He may try and do damage on you.
Well, I mean,
so
I'm
maybe
just,
you maybe you do the swerve move where you kick him off,
maybe.
And then you call afterwards and say, "Hey, this guy jumped on the hood of my car. I have no idea who he is. There's no reason for him to jump on the hood of my car, but he landed there and he was hanging on for dear life. I swerved to get rid of him. You can scoop him up and deal with the nonsense."
Well, JP, we know this from every TV show and/or movie we've ever watched. Any trucker worth his salt either has a firearm, a baseball bat, or a crowbar, right next to him.
You gotta have a weapon. Yeah.
Or a big scary dog that's riding a shotgun with him. So I'm just gonna rely on one of those things in case that dude makes his way into the inner sanctum and breaches that and comes in and now we're dancing.
So I don't think the truck driver would be liable, right? If let's just say he slammed on the brakes and the guy fell off and died, he wouldn't be liable because he's just protecting himself, right? Protecting his truck.
Yeah, I would think he would be well within his rights to do that, to defend himself. To defend himself and Valdez, to defend his load. Always have. It doesn't matter what you're carrying, you got to defend that load, Valdez, and make sure it gets to its destination.
Right? Well, the guy, listen to what the guy did, though. So he jumped, he abandoned his vehicle on an exit ramp, right?
Yeah.
Then he jumped the concrete divider between the turnpike's southbound and northbound sides. This was on, I think, 95 in Florida.
Of course it was in Florida. How could it not be?
And then a truck driver said he saw the man frantically waving for him to stop. The truck driver did not, or the truck driver did, concerned the man was covered in blood, but instead he jumped onto the hood of the tractor trailer and started bashing the windshield with a metal object.
Blood-soaked man, by the way. Blood-soaked, it says.
soaked.
And who knows where the blood came from? You have no idea. He could have killed five people.
Hopefully it came from him.
Yeah.
Let's just all hope and pray it came from that dude.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
I look at the story two ways. Like, I watched the video, and I'm like, well, what would I do if I was the driver? But then I also wonder, how long could I hang on to the hood of a truck? 9 miles seems pretty impressive.
What is it, 7 or is it 9? Every
it's
time
nine,
you say
sorry.
It, it's different.
It's 9. It's 9.
I don't think that really matters.
That's an impressive feat. I mean, but again, that guy's crazy. He's probably on PCP or some mind-altering substance that caused him to do that. I hope he was arrested at a minimum. Please tell me he was eventually arrested.
Is PCP still a thing?
Still angel dust? Yeah. I don't know.
Angel
I would have to imagine
dust.
It's still kind
some
of a thing.
Yeah, some version of it. Yeah. I would just say meth.
I think they're different things, though.
I think you're right, but I think the popular one is meth.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he was just on meth.
I'm just going with an older, funnier-sounding drug. So I went with the angel dust / PCP.
And by the way, he was taken to a hospital afterwards. He didn't go just to jail. He was taken to a hospital.
Right.
True, but I'm guaranteeing he's going to get charged with something.
Oh, yeah. He's going to catch himself some charges.
So, Drabby, yesterday... it was my daughter's birthday, and she was kind of in and out doing stuff. And then we finally went to dinner, took her to dinner.
Yeah.
But I did watch a lot of day sports.
Nice.
I know that you're like, hey, you don't really care unless you're betting on them. Okay, maybe true. But I did watch day sports, and I started watching the Nets-Bucks. And I looked on the line. The Vegas line was Milwaukee Lane 18.5.
Ooh,
I said, well... I said, that just sounds too high.
Big number.
So maybe I'll just bet the first half. And the first half was 10. All right. The Nets could not miss a three. And if you looked at the starting lineup of the Nets, you wouldn't have believed it. I didn't recognize one name besides maybe Lance Thomas. Well, Garrett Temple, former Wizard.
Yeah, well, Caris LeVert was out. And Jared
Everyone
Allen,
was out.
Jared Allen, I know, was out.
Everyone was out for the Nets. They had nobody. This was their starting five. Lance Thomas. Okay, yep. Who's about 35 years old.
I've heard of him because I play DFS, but that's the only reason.
Riadonis Kurix.
Ditto.
Garrett Temple.
Right.
Tyler Johnson and some guy named Timothy Loahu Cabarote.
He used to play for the Sixers. I know him, too.
Right, he was drafted by the Sixers.
I know all these donks.
All right, that team hit 21 threes and beat the Bucks, who are supposedly the best team in the Eastern Conference. And it really wasn't that close. I mean, it got close at the end.
Giannis sat out the second half.
Giannis South, he actually got into a little spout with a spat with I think it was
a spout.
He was a spout.
He got into a spout.
He spouted off.
Yeah.
But he got into it with Dante Hall. But anyway,
okay. That another team, guy nobody knows.
That team beat the Bucks, who supposedly are the best team in the Eastern Conference. The NBA right now is just so unpredictable. Phoenix beats the Clippers. I mean, yesterday was just an underdog's day because no way those teams should be winning.
They were crushed by the coronavirus. DeAndre Jordan didn't make the trip. Spencer Dinwiddie, he's came down with the corona.
They had nobody.
And then the guys did make it. Half of them sat out the game.
So I'm guessing you lost cash on the game, Jason.
Well, of course. Anybody who bet the Bucks
is
better.
Faves.
Well, I mean, dude, how could you not bet the Bucks with that starting lineup? I looked at the starting lineup.
Yesterday you were bragging about a 12-3 record gambling.
I went 8-9 last night.
8-9. Okay, that's right, not
so
too bad.
I lost juice.
Not too bad.
Just could not believe the Nets couldn't miss.
That's Jason, the biggest upset in 25 years.
Here's what you have to realize. Bubble betting can be precarious.
Oh, yeah.
You just can.
I understand.
You don't know
that.
What to expect from some of these teams.
You really can't.
So you're
but there's
about,
no way that team with the Nets should have beaten the Bucks with Giannis, with Middleton.
That's true.
And with Bledsoe, with all those guys. No way that should happen.
Both you guys are going to stick with Giannis, even though most people go Giannis, huh?
Oh, I'm going to go Giannis. He's always going to be Giannis.
Give him a hard G.
Most people do Giannis?
Yes, I think so.
That's how he's referred to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll never call him by his last name because I can barely pronounce it.
Well,
I think his last name's easier than his first name. Antetokounmpo. Right? I mean, that's not that hard. I've gotten used to it.
Well, it's like eight syllables. How's it not hard?
Anyway.
The Greek freak. I'm just going to call him the Greek freak. How about that?
I happened to watch some NBA, and I was complaining about the NBA that I wasn't as into it at first. But slowly but surely, I'm kind of getting into it. I love watching Damian Lillard play. He didn't have a particularly great game against the Rockets. But something Jason said made me think about that Rockets team, because I think that it is really wide open in the bubble. And a team like the Rockets, for whatever reason, I'm rooting for D'Antoni. It'd be great if his small ball lineup could take it all the way and win it. But Jason mentioned the rebounding. So, you know, the Nationals game went to a rain delay last night. And I flipped it over to the Rockets Trailblazers game. And I clicked on the box score. And I don't need to tell you what I saw on the box score during the game. Here's after the game. A 23-rebound advantage by the Blazers. I mean,
well,
the small
big
ball
monster
experiment.
Like Nurkic. I mean, yeah, how many rebounds is that dude going to have?
The small ball experiment is just not going to work. It's great to see James Harden and Russell Westbrook run this wide-open offense. But in the end, you need to be able to rebound. And they don't have anybody taller than like 6'5 in the lineup.
Yeah, they got out-rebounded by, what'd you say, 23?
23 rebounds.
Yeah, since they went to the small ball, they've been out-rebounded by an average of 9.5. So if they're not hitting threes, which they kind of weren't last night, they were 19 for 53, you're just going to get crushed.
Nurkic had 19 rebounds. The leading rebounder on the Rockets had 8.
Yeah.
And he stands 6'4" tall versus a 7-footer.
Right.
As much as I want to root for it, I hope it works. I don't think it's going to work. Anyway, got a packed show. It is a game show Wednesday. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We will talk some NBA with Sean Devaney coming up at 7:20. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, will join us. And Steve Sands from the Golf Channel on golf's first major. He'll join us at 9:25 here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we'll talk some NBA with Sean Devaney. Coming up at 7:20, getting closer to the NBA playoffs. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. Nationals with another win last night. And Steve Sands from the Golf Channel join us at 9:25 as we talk about the PGA Championship, Tiger Woods' return. Can he win another major like he did last year? We'll get into that at 9:25. Right now, we open up the Junkie Sports page, which is brought to you by our friends at Van Meter Homes. Go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
Jason, get your golfers in. Got to get them ready. Get your golfers in.
You know I will. I've never had a sleepy. Ever.
It's never good to be a sleepy. That makes me laugh. It makes like three people laugh.
By the way,
it always makes me laugh.
Yeah, sleepy refers to people who just forget to submit their weekly plays, your picks.
Now, AKA John Madden.
Yeah, our buddy John Madden, who's the head pro over at River Bend Country Club, great spot. I believe he had back-to-back sleepies.
Now, I've done the bit where
I've
submitted a golfer's name who I've already had on the list, and then that person accumulates a missed cut for you, which hurts. It hurts you in the soul, in the ticker. But I don't believe I've ever been a sleepy, which is something I take pride in.
I think you were a sleepy because I remember you took a trip to Colorado.
California.
And you said you had no signal, so you couldn't actually reach the commissioner by email.
I was in the hinterlands of like Central California and couldn't get a signal. And I was desperate to get my golf picks in, but I couldn't.
Right, you golfers.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Steve Sands, who we'll have on the show in about 3 hours, I don't believe he's worked one tournament since COVID.
Really?
I don't think he has.
Has he just been hunkered down in his complex?
Yeah, and I think, and I don't think that's his choice. I think Golf Channel is just, there are certain protocols with travel and certain guys who have contracts that have to be met. So all these other guys have been working the course and doing the interviews. And I don't believe he's worked. He could tell us if I could be wrong, but I don't think he's worked a tournament since March.
Will he be on site for the PGA?
I don't know. I doubt it because he'd already be out there.
Gotcha.
And he said he was available to do the interview. I don't think he'd get up to do an interview at 5 or 6 in the morning out there. Well, but I could be wrong.
I think what the PGA is only giving like one credential per outlet too. Yeah. So that like the credentials are very hard to come by.
Yeah, that could be it too.
In our COVID times.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, you mentioned Mike Rizzo, who we'll have on at 9.
Mike Rizzo.
The Nats finally played after 4 days off, played the Mets last night, beat them 5-3. What was the play I gave yesterday in the Nats-Mets game?
I don't remember.
I think you were taking the under?
No, I said over the 4.5 runs for the Nats, over. Team total.
Oh,
and you had that in the third inning.
We clearly don't care about your betting.
You don't.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But I hope someone took advantage of it. Anyway, so they win 5-3. The middle of the lineup was hot. Kendrick, Cabrera, Castro, and Harrison combined for 9 for 15 with 4 RBIs and a couple bombs.
Now, they have Harrison playing at least yesterday because Soto returned, but he wasn't in the lineup. They had Harrison playing in the outfield.
He played left, yeah, and hit the bomb. They just acquired him, I think, last week. He was an all-star, I think, for the Pirates. A few years ago. Anyway.
But he was a second baseman, right?
Yeah, he's kind of a hybrid. He can play a bunch of different positions.
You don't know where he's from, Jason.
Ooh.
Josh Harrison. Everybody should know this.
Josh Harrison. can you give me a hint?
Sure. Big Ten country.
He is from Evanston, Illinois.
Incorrect. He's from the Natty.
Oh, he's from Cincinnati. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, so Soto was available, but just to pinch hit, correct? What did the Nats say about him not being in the lineup?
I think they just want to get him some at bats. I think he did. I think he maybe participated in a scrimmage over the weekend. But look, bottom line is they won, and remember they dug themselves a little hole early in the season where they're 1-4, so they're fighting back. They're back to 500, and if you can stay 500, you're going to be in contention all year because they've added playoff spots. So they're in a decent spot now after 8 games played, after they had the 4 days off. Mm-hmm. Corbin pitched fine. You know what's really impressive? We got a note from the Nationals actually sent us like game notes. I don't know if you guys get those emails.
Yep.
And really impressive, if you look at the game notes they sent last night, they have a ridiculous bullpen streak right now. Where, we tend to talk about the bullpen being one of the weaknesses on this team, but the bullpen on the year has inherited 13 runners and has yet to allow one to score.
There you go.
Tanner Rainey in particular extended that to 15 in the 7th inning in relief of Ryan Harper, who stranded 2 base runners in the 6th inning. So the bullpen, at least so far, has been shining for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, Harper's been really good. He's got an ERA of 0, if that's good.
Last time I checked, that is good. Baseball Cakes thinks that's good.
Rainey, Guerra, Hudson got another save last night. So, yeah, you're right. The bullpen has been awesome.
Is Hudson the closer now over Doolittle?
Oh,
it almost
yeah.
seems that way. It was a 5-3 game. They go to Hudson in the 9th. He slams the door. I think he has a couple of strikeouts.
Oh, yeah, Hudson's the guy.
Yeah.
And last time I looked, they were in their team ERA, they were 5th in the league. So the pitching was not the problem when they were losing those games early. It was the hitting. Now, last night, they got some runs scored early and took the pressure off Corbin. Corbin was – he gave up some hits, but, man, he hides the ball so well. He really does. And his sliders just wipe out. But he hides the ball, especially to lefties. It's almost impossible to hit him if you're a lefty. But, so 5-3 is the final, and they'll – go at it again tonight. 6:05 start. Max Scherzer on the mound against Rick Porcello, and Porcello's just been awful. So
I think he has a 13.5 ERA.
Yeah, you got to like the Nats' chances tonight.
By the way, I know this probably isn't your next story if you're sticking with Major League Baseball, but weren't you saying bet on the Orioles yesterday?
Yes, I believed so.
Well, this is what I did. I picked up John Means in my fantasy league because they were going against the Marlins.
Right.
And the Marlins were picking up guys literally off the street.
Yes.
They picked up about 10 guys right off the street, guys who just weren't even on any teams, any rosters. And Means actually pitched pretty well. He only gave up 2 hits in about 5 innings.
I actually saw a little post-game interview with him. And his ERA dipped to like 7. And remember his ERA was like 19?
Yeah. So he pitched fine. They just couldn't hit. They couldn't hit Lopez. And they got 3 hits off of him. So they lose to the Marlins 4-0.
Yeah, they got blanked. Good job, O's. Good job, Valdez.
Yeah.
5-4.
I blame you.
By the way, bet against the Pirates anytime you can. They are dreadful.
Hey, Marlins are first in the NL East.
They played like 4 games.
Yeah, they're 3-1.
I know.
3-1.
They're winning 75%. I'll keep betting against them. All right, so Twins beat the Pirates. Twins are now 9-2. The Yankees were postponed yesterday. They'll play a doubleheader, 2 7-inning games against the Phillies. First game's at 4:05. And Mike Trout came back. Of course, he missed some games because they had a child. He came back, hit a bomb, shocker, beat the Mariners 5-3.
I saw Ohtani now is just going to be a DH. They're not going to pitch him the rest of the year.
No, he's done, Ski. He had 8 walks in basically an inning.
He's got some
sort of a tendon strain. Yeah. He's not going to throw for 4 to 6 weeks. He's just going to hit.
You're desperate for Ohtani.
I'm rooting for it so bad to work, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to work. It seems like his arm just isn't going to hold up as a Major League Baseball pitcher. But if he rests the entire year and then he tries pitching next year, it'll be okay.
Yeah, well, he can definitely hit. But they need pitchers. That's the problem. The Angels have always had issues, the last few years, of throwing out guys on the mound that can actually get guys out. But last night they did. Heaney pitched well.
I got to tell you, I go up and down on my optimism regarding Major League Baseball completing the season. So when the news came out about the Marlins, it was like, uh-oh. But they seemed to weather the storm about the Marlins. But then when it became the Cardinals, it was like, man, this doesn't look good. How are they going to survive this season? But I'm like a roller coaster. I'm feeling optimistic right now. Maybe just because you had a full slate of games, or it seemed to be like a full slate of games yesterday.
Almost.
But
you're seesawing over there.
And then Major League Baseball added, like, they were going to trim down the rosters to 28, and I think they are trimming down the rosters to 28. And eventually that was going to be trimmed down to 26. Major League Baseball now has said
28, that
it's going to be 28 the whole year.
Correct.
So they're allowing...
And those teams that all tested positive, the Marlins and the Cardinals, have now reported 0 positive tests. So that's good.
Right.
And I think they're levying fines now against guys who go out to bars or clubs.
Those guys have to know full capacity.
So maybe the message was sent. But again, I still have my doubts. I still think it's going to happen again. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all these guys have learned and they can get this thing in. But all right, so I'm optimistic today. I was pessimistic yesterday. I'm optimistic today.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
It's the roller coaster of optimism and pessimism.
But so we were talking about the NBA to start the show. Yesterday, the Bucks were 18.5-point favorites over the Nets. It was the biggest upset in the last 27 years in the NBA. The Nets win the game outright, 119-116. They hit 21 threes, all guys you've never heard of except for maybe Garrett Temple, and only because he used to play here.
Right.
But they beat the Bucks by 3 and literally could not miss.
And the Nets were the team, if the Wizards were going to sneak into the playoffs, and it's not going to happen because they're 0-3 in the bubble. They needed the Nets, who have all these skills in the lineup, to lose games, and instead the Nets are beating one of the best teams in the NBA.
Right. They're beating the Bucks. I'm sure that makes a lot of sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But they're going to finish in the top 8. Because
again, with the guy named Timothy Luwawu Cabarro. And yeah, he's not even Timothy with a Y. It's Timothy with an E.
Believe
he's French.
French. Like yes. Jan Mahin meat.
And the Suns beat the Clips yesterday because nobody could guard Devin Booker. Kawhi tried, but Booker was killing him.
Did you see that game-winning shot?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. That dude is a stud.
He's awesome.
He shoots bombs.
He's so good.
He shoots like Steph Curry-type shots. He doesn't even need to be near the three-point line.
He can't wait to get out of Phoenix, by the way, and actually go to a contender at some point.
You know who also isn't bad? Ayton's not bad.
Ayton's pretty good.
He was the number one pick, so he should be good.
He should be good.
But he didn't make much news last year. I think he was hurt a lot. But when he's in the lineup, he's pretty good.
Look at his box score against the Wiz. He was tormenting them a few games ago.
But yesterday was all Booker.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just killing anybody who tried to guard him.
And sweet Lou Williams made his return on the other side for the Clippers. He's back.
Yep. So you had two pretty big upsets. Well, one huge, massive upset, and then the Suns beating the Clips. That was a pretty big upset, too. So back at it today. I believe the Wizards play the Sixers today. What time is that game? Is that a 4 o'clock game?
I think it's like 4 o'clock. I think your tip-off game's like at 2:30 or 2 o'clock today.
You got the Grizz-Jazz at 2:30, Sixers-Wiz at 4. And the Wizards should lose another game.
Of course, the Caps. Yes,
they will lose another game.
The Caps have two more games in their round-robin format, and then they'll be full steam ahead with the playoffs, and Braden Holtby is going to be in the net. But there's been a mystery as to what's been going on with the backup goalie.
I want to talk about
Samsonov. We'll tell you why he hasn't been with the team next here on the Junkies. Welcome back, Chunkies on 106.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7 The Fan, we are live on NBC Sports Washington. Although there are some conflicting reports that maybe we're not on NBC Sports Washington right now, and people are asking us, why aren't we on? I'm just guessing technical issues.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Don't know what's going on.
How would I know?
I know that they were running our replay last night because every once in a while I pop it on, actually, as I'm working my way towards the Nationals game on my Fios. Mm-hmm. Masson is the next channel after NBC Sports Washington, and I saw the Junkies back on. And so they're running a replay, but this morning they may be having some technical issues. Here's what I'd say. It's very important that you listen to us on the radio.
Correct.
Listen to the Junkies on the radio. It's kind of, that is the best way to support your boys.
Yes.
If you want our boys to be around for a while, you want your boys to be around, listen to us on the radio. It's kind of big.
Correct.
All right. So before hockey returned, you really weren't sure who was going to be the goalie for the Washington Capitals come playoff time. Braden Holtby wasn't playing great, and the backup, Ilya Samsonov, was playing great for a while. Now, he cooled off before the pandemic, but there was a period of time where we were wondering, hey, is this going to be, you know, like a couple years ago where the backup takes over and Holtby isn't the starter come playoff time, and then if he fails, you go back to Braden Holtby. And anyway, Ilya Samsonov has been out, and people have been wondering what the deal is. Yesterday, it comes out via Russian Machine Never Breaks. Apparently, he had an ATV accident in Russia.
Mm. Remember, I was told by three different people that the injury was serious, but it didn't happen in practice. And the one person said he could not tell me anything about it. He said he was told by the team not to talk about it. So it told me something is really going on here. And according to this article, it is very serious. So that tells me that maybe he broke his neck or broke his back.
Well, it says
injured neck,
injured neck and back in ATV accident is the headline. So,
and if this journalist, this Russian journalist said the injuries are serious, that tells me there could be something broken in his back.
Yeah, there very well could be.
There's actually a video on the story on Russian Machine Never Breaks. And they're not going like really fast. It's not like what I would expect, but they're going across a pretty, it looks like a pretty fast stream there.
Yeah. And it's pretty deep too. Now, this is not where he injured it.
No.
No, it's a different video. But look, I get mocked all the time for saying that athletes should play their sport and that's about it and don't undertake dangerous activities away from the ice or away from the field or the court, whatever it might be. This is exactly why. Because you get onto an ATV, you flip it over, you land on your head and your neck, and all of a sudden your career is in peril.
Yeah.
You know when you can ATV? When you're 35 or you're 40 and you're out of the league. That's when you should be ATVing. Not in the prime of as you're ascending in the NHL.
Or maybe never ATV it, because those things are dangerous.
They are dangerous.
But this is really, really bad because on many different levels, because he was obviously, he's what, 23 years old?
He might even be younger than that.
And he was the future at that position.
You're right.
He's the future at that position. Holtby's a free agent. And, we all thought, okay, Samsonov's going to take over that position and he's going to be the guy for the next 10 years. And they'll just let Holtby walk. Well, now, who knows if Ilya will be able to play again. We hope. But we don't know
what the timeline is.
What the timeline is. So
is he sidelined for 6 weeks, 6 months? Is he sidelined for a year? We don't know.
So, Kix, you'd know more about some of the younger guys maybe in their system than I would. But
well, I mean, the only Holtby, one I Holt, know
Holtby
of.
Holtby might have to come back. They might have to sign him again.
I mean, it certainly puts that into play. I mean, the only young guy I know of note in the pipeline is the guy they brought to Toronto with them, Vitek Vanacek. He's another young goalie with not a lot of experience. It sounds like he might get a start in one of the round robin games, but he's very raw. He's really the only guy that I can think of. I know Copley's there as well. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Copley is in the bubble with the Capitals, but this is a blow to the Washington Capitals, and hopefully the injuries are not serious. But I mean, it seems like they are at this point.
Yeah, it takes away an option. Even though maybe we expected Braden Holtby to be the number one goalie come playoff time, as I said, hasn't been a banner year for Braden Holtby. If you look at what his save percentage was during the regular season, he was 51st in the league. Mm-hmm. 51, Cakes, is that good?
That's troubling. Considering the NHL teams are in the 30s at this point.
The save percentage wasn't even at 90%.
I just knew there was something really bad when the person that I was talking to, who usually gives me everything, said, I can't talk about it. Now, I didn't know if that meant drugs or, you know, something off. I knew it was off the ice. I just didn't know what the actual offense was. But
you knew it was bad when they're withholding information from you.
And this wasn't a crime. This was a serious accident. And, man, I'm just praying that nothing's broken. But it sounds like if they're saying it's really serious, it's not just a strain.
It says back and neck.
Well, remember Malik McDowell from the Seahawks, their first draft pick in 2017? He got an ATV accident about a month after the draft and never played.
Right.
He was never the same mentally. He had a lot of brain issues. And now his life's in shambles, I think. But, I mean, these wrecks can be very, very serious.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Well, those ATVs from the video, and we don't know if it's the same one, because it's a video that Samsonov posted himself. He's not going to post one which could jeopardize his contract. But those look like some heavy SUVs. Those weren't like the light ones that fly around. Those are some big boys. So if that thing tips over on you, you're in major trouble.
It's a scary piece of machinery, and you got to be careful and treat it with respect. And look, maybe he wasn't even doing anything crazy. Maybe he just hit like a there was a huge hole on the trail he was on, or he hit a rock that he didn't see and made the thing tip over. It's scary. Stay off the ATVs. That's my advice to not only athletes, basically everybody. Stay off the ATVs.
I mean, seriously, guys, this is a really serious story.
I know. Scary. I understand it.
It's serious for his health, and I think it is serious for the Washington Capitals. Now, because he helped them win a Stanley Cup and had incredible saves along the way, we have a lot of faith in Braden Holtby. I mentioned the save percentage. I just looked at goals against average, and I know this has a lot to do with the defense, and they've tried to strengthen the defense. They made some moves. Brendan Dillon, who came on this show a couple weeks ago, is a guy who they added to boost on the defensive side and add some physicality to the team. But his GAA, Cakes, was 3.11, which put him at 47th in the NHL.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
This year, not good for Braden Holtby. Now, I'd be encouraged. I think he played fairly well in the first game back in the bubble. He had 26 saves in that game. Obviously, they lose the shootout, but that's a big gimmick.
He looks solid.
He knows he doesn't have any young stud breathing down his neck. He's the guy, and he's got to get hot. I don't know if that played any role in him in the regular season and his struggles, if he was worrying about that. But now he's the guy, and he's trying to earn a big free agent contract, so he's got all the motivation in the world.
Yeah, he's not showing up to the rink worried about whether he's playing or not.
Yeah,
he knows that he's the guy for the rest of this stretch, however long it is, for the Capitals.
Man, I just knew it. I knew there was something serious. It's kind of frustrating.
I'll say this, and this may sound crass, better Samsonov than Ovechkin. Better Samsonov than Backstrom.
Well,
better Samsonov.
I mean, that is just crass.
That's the epitome of crass.
Yeah. I admit it, but deep down, you may not want to say it. You can feel the same way.
Well, I mean, I just hope the guy can walk.
Well, we don't know the severity of it.
I know. I'm just basing it off of the word serious.
Okay. But I'm also, when you read the article, it says he's back in D.C. He's rehabbing. So it may not be as bad as you're making it out to seem.
I'm hoping it's not.
I mean, you're just kind of jumping to a conclusion based on the word serious that the guy broke his back.
No, I said it's possible because the people I talked to wouldn't talk about it. If it was just a back strain or something like that, that's not that bad.
They would have given you the goods on that.
You're probably right, and I'm sure it's not broken. I'm hoping it's not. I was just basing it on the people I was talking to.
Well, when are the Capitals back in action? Do they have a game
Thursday?
Today?
Tomorrow
against the Flyers. Jason's going to bet on it. I'm sure he is.
Well, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't everybody?
Everybody should. Make it a little more entertaining.
Yeah. But I was watching a little bit of hockey yesterday, too. And, you know, it's kind of weird because there's no fans in the arenas, obviously. And they've got all the covers over the seats. But guys are going at it, man. They really are. I was watching the Isles and the Panthers yesterday, and they're going at it. You know, they want to advance. And so let's just hope that the Caps can get a win tomorrow and get some positive mojo.
Jason, here's your lock of the night. Oilers Blackhawks. See what I'm doing on the screen?
Yeah.
Point to the over. Yeah.
Let's see what that number is.
Blackhawks love to play overs.
It's probably going to be 6.5.
I think you should roll it.
Blackhawks and the Oilers total 6.5.
There you go. There's your winner. Per cakes.
Do it.
Bet the over, which he's never done before.
No, I would never recommend an over. All they are is fun to bet. You root for a lot of points and goals. That's all.
All right, coming up next, we're going to hit the Skins at 7 o'clock, getting closer to the start of the NFL season as teams are in training camp right now. We'll tell you what Ron Rivera says about Alex Smith and more here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.